Well, and a good morning to Pella from beautiful California, as we're here with the Marching Dutch ahead of the Rose Parade experience, here with Camden Hollett, Jay Schrecker, Grant Anderson, and Evan Stark. The four of you are helping us preview a very special day coming up. It's finally here, the Rose Parade. First of all, what does it mean to be on the cusp of this special experience and to finally be ready to march around the corner and down Colorado Boulevard?
You know, honestly, it's kind of like a mind-bending experience, because it's like we've been preparing for this for like a year now, and we got invited like so long ago. It's like, how is this even happening right now? Like, it's like a fever dream.
Jace?
I'd say we're just beyond excited. Like, we've marched Tulip Time a lot of times, and so we know what a parade is like, but after marching through Disney with a whole new crowd and new energy, it was like, this is going to be so incredibly cool. We don't even know yet.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing that even though we have all of our long rehearsals and we struggle with music sometimes and like the directors get mad at us because we don't keep our feet in time, like it's just crazy to think about, like we're one of the most like prestigious bands in like the whole nation, and we're being recognized by like marching in one of the most prestigious parades ever. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just so surreal, and how much we worked hard this throughout this whole year. And how we're just here now. It's just so surreal that we're in this moment and just gonna happen tomorrow morning. And it's just gonna be crazy turning that corner and just seeing that huge panel of people and like millions of people just watching us.
Well, and it's been a busy few days leading up to, right? We've had a lot of experiences coming up. What have been some of your favorite moments so far from the trip itself?
Oh, definitely the march through Disney, because I feel like it's like kind of a preparation for what's gonna happen tomorrow. And it's just kind of getting us warmed up to what we're about to see. And it was just so fun seeing all the people there, like, cheering for us, like, all the little kids, like, looking up to us. It was just, like, the best experience ever.
I would have to say BandFest, because we've performed in front of a lot of groups, a lot of IO groups who know who we are. And to get to perform in front of people who have never seen us before, they don't know what to expect, and I think we blew them away, so that was really cool.
I got to agree with Camden. The march at Disney was really something special. Just the whole day at Disney. I've never been to any of the Disney parks that I remember. So it's just been crazy to experience that and like run and like going down the streets of the amusement park and just playing Hush and swinging our instruments around. It was really amazing.
I would have to agree with Camden, Grant. I just love this parade. Like, I was just smiling the entire time, even though Jeremiah doesn't smile. But it was just so fun just seeing everyone just looking and screaming for the Pella Marching Dutch. It was just so crazy. It was just amazing.
Well, and Camden, as I understand, I've been told a couple times, you're going to have the ultimate test of endurance for the march. Everyone's got to march 5.5 miles, but you're playing the whole time.
Yes.
How have you prepared yourself for that? And I'm going to guess the adrenaline's going to take over at some point, but I'm guessing it's exciting and daunting at the same time. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. It's more of a mental game, I feel. If I can just kind of, like, power through and just continue trying to keep in time. My main worry is that we might accidentally like rush in a song or something like that, but my job is to kind of bring us back down to tempo, and I've got that tempo like ingrained in my heart, so I think we're gonna be just fine.
So the whole time at Disney today, just thinking about that. And then for the three of you, what are you just looking forward to about Monday morning, and really, as you guys have touched on a little bit already, this experience and what Monday really means to the program?
Well, I know, like, as we've been training, we've had a lot of concerns about endurance, and I think Disney proved that when we're running on adrenaline, it's just a whole different experience, and so I'm so excited to be able to blast the Iowa Corn song rocking in front of who knows how many people. It's going to be a really cool experience.
Yeah, I'm just so excited to perform all of our songs. We've been repping for so long in front of such a huge crowd, and I love all the songs, all the cadences, and cymbals are so fun. I love making the big crashy noises, and yeah, blasting Iowa Corn song down TV Corner, Hush, and all of us swinging our instruments around. It's going to be something special.
Yeah, the thing I'm most excited for is, like, turning that big corner, like I just said, and, like, just seeing all those people in those stands. It's just crazy, and just knowing how many people are just going to watch us on the parade.
Camden Holland, Jay Schrecker, Grant Anderson, and Evan Stark joining us here to preview the Rose Parade. Gentlemen, enjoy the experience. It'll be a special day. Thank you for the update, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
We'll have more from our updates coming up on 92.1 KRLS on the day of the Rose Parade.